All right, we're in Winfield, Kansas. What's the name of that song that you started out with right there?
It's called A Walk on Winkfield Row.
I see. Well, through all of your career, what is it, 10 CDs? How many do you have out
now? I just put out my 10th solo recording.
How have your composition changed from then to now as far as the way you write and the style in which you play them?
You know, I'm not sure how to answer that. Hopefully there's a little more... depth, just because I'm a little more mature, a little older. I don't know. They still come to me the same way for the most part. I get an idea. I get inspired by a place or a person or an event or a feeling, and I just sit down and see what happens. And you know, a musical idea comes. I never get songs in one piece. Never do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they never come in one piece.
What happens when you get stuck, when you paint yourself into a corner or the muse shuts down temporarily? And
you just have to wait, because the original idea was right and you just haven't found the place where it wanted to go yet. So I keep playing what I have that I know is right, and then I try to imagine where it wants to go. I try to listen to it. I try to listen to the music. A lot of times will tell you, you know, early in the morning is a lot of times best, because, you know, I guess I think I'm probably more creative first thing in the morning.
Do you have any special techniques of your own invention that you would care to pass along to our listeners?
I don't know if I have any, completely original things that I do in terms of techniques. You know, there are a couple things that I do that are probably more than anybody else, and harp guitar is certainly one of them. And the other thing that I do maybe more than a lot of other guitar players is I do the partial capo thing, where I've got a capo. It's a shub capo. This is either a sawed off one or it's a banjo one. I don't remember which one this one is. They both work. And I'm leaving one string open. In this case, I'm leaving the first string open. And I'm at the fourth fret, and so I'm playing a G chord, except leaving the first string open, and it's uncapoed there, so I get some interesting sounds.
What advice would you give to someone who wants a career as a fingerstyle guitarist, who's just starting out? You've been in the business for 20-odd years, right? Is there anything you can pass along?
Marry well. The best thing you can do. It's that Joseph Campbell thing, you know? Follow your bliss. Do what it is that you love and that you feel that you're supposed to be doing here on the planet. And, you know, the money will come. It may not be, you know, may not be enough for boat payments, but it'll be enough to keep you alive and you know...
Feed your soul.
Feed your soul, and hopefully feed your mouth, too. Let's see.